I'm speaking to the Guardian's Gaith Abdul Ahad, who's in Lebanon. What's going on there?
After the clashes of last week, all is quiet now in Lebanon, and the political situation just, you know, stabilized. There is negotiation to form a new government.
Okay, and how closely are people there watching the events in Egypt?
People are glued to their TVs, if I can say so. The newspapers are splashing news from Egypt from the front pages. Even the right-wing kind of conservative newspapers are now paying, you know, a lot of attention. The left-wing newspapers have headlines like "The Mummy Fights the People," pictures of demonstrators. You know, the young people are watching it very closely. You have to remember that even in Lebanon, though it's so-called democracy, but the political parties, the faction in the parliament, they are, you know, they're controlled by the third generation of the founding, you know, of the people who founded these parties. So it's not only in Egypt where you have this, or Yemen, you have the son of the president groomed to rule. In Lebanon, it's the same thing. It's families, feudal lords who are still ruling Lebanon in one form or another. So the young people are really paying a lot of attention to the news in Egypt, and it's extremely enthusiastic.
So is there, what's the opinion of events in Egypt? Is it supportive amongst many people?
Pride. Suddenly, you know, talking to people, you see this sparkle in their eyes that, you know, for the first time in the history first of the Arab world, you have a revolution that is not led by generals or parties. It's a spontaneous thing. You have this, you know, enthusiasm that there is hope in the Middle East. And in Lebanon, of course, you have to remember there is a very strong civil society. Many people are kind of connected on the internet, and is enthusiasm for this revolution.
And do you think it could have any impact in Lebanon?
I think the problem with Lebanon, and this is what people also say, because it's so sectarian, whatever kind of demonstration that goes into the street will be countered by a counter-demonstration, but along sectarian lines. So I think, I could be totally wrong, I think it will be a bit difficult. I mean, remember 6 years ago, after the assassination of Hariri, hundreds of thousands of people went into the street demonstrating just to be countered by another hundreds of thousands from the different sects. The thing that kind of Egypt, yes, there is a kind of religious problem between Christians and Muslims, but yet in Egypt and Tunisia, it's in a way homogeneous societies where it doesn't suffer from the you know, the sectarian division that Iraq, Lebanon suffers from.
So perhaps not. We won't see quite the same scenes just yet. But Gaith, thank you very much for talking to me.